What's good, everybody? Back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. So how's everybody been doing? Hope everybody's been having a good time in life. I gotta get these rubber bands out. I can't talk. Get these rubber bands in. I hate them. I don't know if I have permission on the podcast, but I got braces like last year. I just made a year with them. Last month, actually, made a year with them. And I'm tired of them. I'm ready to get them out. They're not bad. Like, I don't mind braces at all. Like, they're not bad at all. As people make them seem, they're really not that big of a deal to me. It's just more so, I just get tired of the maintenance with them. You know, like, I'm on the rubber band stage right now and all that. And it's annoying. I'm tired of the rubber bands. I am tired of them. All right. But anyway, we launched the second podcast this week. Kudos to that. Shout out to the folks that checked it out, gave me some feedback on it. A lot of people were saying they digged it. They liked it. So, and to be honest, like, I'm a tough critic on myself, and I feel like that first episode, for how long I've been doing the podcast, that first episode, it was all right. It was kind of mid, but trust me, it'll get better. I'll do way better with the next episode. We Just Be Talking Sports is the name of the second podcast again. The way we're going to do things now is We Just Be Talking will be once a week. It'll be on Thursdays. And We Just Be Talking Sports, as the NFL and NBA season is going on currently, we're going to do two episodes. So it'll be Monday, Tuesday, We Just Be Talking Sports, just because it's two seasons going on, NFL and NBA. NBA has been insane, by the way. Like, I can't wait to drop another episode for We Just Be Talking Sports about the NBA, because, yeah, like, it's been amazing. This has been the best opening week that I've seen in years in the NBA. Like, we getting playoff style. We getting playoff type games right now, and it's just been, Tuesday, Wednesday? It's been 3 days as we record this episode. It's been 3 days, bro. And we getting NBA playoff quality basketball, like NBA finals quality games. Like, it's insane. Like, we've had two double OT games. One was open tonight, the Rockets and OKC. They went to double OT tonight with the Pacers in the finals rematch. I told y'all on there too, on the Butter podcast, I told y'all, Pacers not going to be as bad as people think. They won't be as bad as a lot of people believe they are. Like, I think they're going to be a solid team just because they're in the West. I think they're going to be solid. But, again, we'll get into that, like, way more next week on We Just Be Talking Sports. So, like, I'm going to let the opening week finish out. And then Monday, we're going to get the ball rolling, and we'll drop that. And then Tuesday will be more NFL style. Tuesday will be more NFL-centric. As of right now, they're still on the same feed too, because I'm still trying to get it to publish to Apple Podcasts and everything. It's been tripping. I didn't have that many problems when I originally did. We Just Be Talking on to it, but it's been giving me a little issues doing this one. So we'll see how that works out. That'll be fixed at some point. Once that happens, I'll migrate the We Just Be Talking Sports episodes over to that feed, and it'll be separate and whatnot. So. We'll get there. But as of right now, they will share a feed. Also, if you guys are cool with We Just Be Talking and We Just Be Talking Sports sharing the feed, that also will work. I just feel like it'd be better if it's separate, me personally. But if you guys wanted to be together under one umbrella, because at this point, We Just Be Talking as a network at this point. Like, it's going to be a network. That's just what I'm putting it under now at this point. I guess it's going to be a network. I'm going to have those two podcasts running and everything. And I'm really excited for it. Like, I like that I don't have to really put everything into one basket anymore. Like, I can separate the ideas. Like, I can have a talking point about NBA and go from there. And I don't have to hop onto, like, another topic. Because at this point, where we just be talking, like, a lot of the topics that we do, and discuss, they all, you know, just random things about life, kind of therapeutic, and in a sense, with a lot of things like that. So it's just one of those things where I just feel like, for me personally, I feel like it's it's just best to have them separate, because I could spend a whole, like, I spent a whole hour and some change on the first episode if we just be talking sports. Like, and that was, and I could have went longer. I could have went longer. That's the wildest part about it. It could have been a longer episode, but I feel like an hour and some change was way over what I wanted to do anyway. It's just like I got so invested in talking and kind of going through every, like, the standings and the players and the teams, the movements, all that kind of stuff. Right? It's just I started getting kind of I got too invested in it. So that was also a thing. I'm real excited. I'm hoping that you guys enjoy it, continue to support. I think the sports podcast is going to be a fun venture to take on. So we built one. We just be talking up. So the next goal and next step is to build up. We just be talking sports. We're going to build that up. That's going to be the next building that we established and everything like that. We've done one, and I'm confident to do another. And that's really my mindset as far as, like, just life right now, just, like, investing in myself and betting on myself way more than I've been accustomed to. You know, that's just my mindset of how I'm approaching things right now. It's like the passion for a lot of things that I've had in life has been returning. Like, I've been finding myself regaining the passion and everything for a lot of things then in life that I once enjoyed, and I'm starting to find myself really starting to like them a lot. So yeah, we're gonna see. So we gotta throw that out the way. So again, just for clarification and just to establish it, we just be talking. It's still the main podcast. It'll just be once a week. On Thursdays, Monday and Tuesdays we just be talking sports. And that's how we're gonna keep the ball rolling for the NFL and NBA season. Once we get to NBA season, it's probably gonna drop down to once a week. Excuse me, for We Just Be Talking Sports to just a Monday. But we'll see, depending on what's all going on in the season. But I could pretty much sum everything up on basketball in one day on a weekday, like a week by week thing, and then kind of go from there. So we'll see. We'll see once we get to that point. A lot of stuff been going on today. We've had the great sports gambling fiasco occur today. They had made an arrest, I think, of 30 plus people. So yeah, like 30 people at least. I know 30 people. So I don't know if it's more. I know PAS makes it more than 30, but today I think they did 30 arrests today behind like an illegal like sports. It's two different things going on, because they had the illegal thing with the poker games, because that's been a thing too. Because I know Gilbert Arenas got caught up in that like a month or so, like 2 months ago. He got caught up in that. Yeah, it was no. I'm lying. It was not 2 months. Yeah, it was 2 months ago. He got caught up in that, saying he was with the Israeli crime mob and hosting poker games, and yeah, it was. While going on with that. And then today they got Chauncey Billups, the coach of the Portland Trailblazers, former Hall of Famer. They got him and everything. And yeah, it's just wild. And we're gonna go more into that, like I said, when we just be talking sports, but it's just been a wild day. And to piggyback off of that, kinda wanna talk about, like, just I seen a lot of people saying, like, you know, it's an addiction, and you know, how sports, how gambling has become like so prominent in the world and everything. And it's true. You can't go anywhere without seeing like gambling thrown in your face. Like, you can't, like, everywhere you go now, you're going to see gambling thrown in your face. Like, no matter what, even if you're on YouTube, you're going to see nonsense. Like you will mess around and see, especially if you follow like a lot of sports pages, like the small creators that do like the sports channels and whatnot, you'll see them promoting Underdog Fantasy, DraftKings, Prize Picks, everyone's favorite FanDuel. You'll see that. Like, you'll see all these things like on there, like all this betting propaganda and everything like that. Then, you know, people do like the offshore betting and all that kind of, it's a lot goes on with this sports betting world and everything. And I gamble. Like I bet on sports all the time. Like I've done a lot of bets and parlays and things like that. Like I've bet on a lot of games. Do I do a lot nowadays? No. After about that first 2 years or so of it, I scaled back. I didn't really do it as much because it was just, it started getting ridiculous. But it was harder to hit on some props that you would think like, man, this is an easy one. It was getting harder and harder to hit on a prop. It was nerfing the odds kind of bad, where you had to put a bunch to even make anything shake. Also just like betting on games straight up. Like I just got to the point where I was like, yeah, I'm putting too much money into this. So I stopped. Have I hit big a couple of times? Yeah, I got a good amount of money a couple of times, but again, it's something that I'm not super into as I once was. I scaled back a lot. Cause you know, it gets to a point where like you gotta stop yourself before you get to that point. Cause at the end of the day, whether we want to accept it or not, life is just a culmination and just an outcome of choices we made at the end of the day. Whether we want to accept it or not, like that's all a part of taking accountability. Like we often go through these situations, like we'll make it as if, okay, this person did me dirty, they did me wrong. But also you played a part in it because you made a choice and a conscious decision to continue to engage with that person. So if the signs were there, whether or not they were, which 9 times out of 10, the signs were definitely there and you chose to ignore them, that was a choice you made at the end of the day, and it's something you gotta live with. It sucks to say it like that and put it that way, but it's reality of things. Like at the end of the day, we're all grown adults and we gotta accept when we fall short. A lot of times people put that on like Satan and all that, saying like ain't nothing but the devil, ain't nothing but the devil. But sometimes it ain't that. Sometimes it's just you. Like your ego. Like you think you're untouchable, or think like, oh, I'm above this, or this will never happen to me, this and that. That's why a lot of people end up in situations, and when I say this, not just even females, male and female, end up in situations where, you know, end up being abusive, relationships with people, making poor choices, ending up involved in things that you shouldn't be involved in, thinking it's cool to do this, that, and the third because, oh, it's nothing, it's like, it's fun, it's a thrill, this and that. But yeah, it's a thrill, but it's a thrill until you get locked behind bars, or, you know, you get something you can't get out of, or you get something you can't get rid of. It can go a lot of ways, and it's all fun and games until it get real, you know? So it's one of the things where, like, I get what people are saying, like, gambling's bad and it's horrible and it shouldn't be a thing and all that. It's just unfortunately, this is the society that we've cultivated over the years. It's like sports betting is one thing, like the gambling and sports betting is one thing. Another side of it too is pornography. Like society has been completely and utterly overly sexualized at this point. Like, It's actually insane. It's just so much out there where it's so easily accessible. Like you can go anywhere. Like go on Twitter. I'm not calling it X. I know it's called X, and I'm not calling that shit X. You go on Twitter and you can scroll long enough on Twitter and you'll run across some kind of pornographic content. Or, you know, we had the OnlyFans craze pop off at one point. We even have like on TikTok and on IG Reels and YouTube Shorts, or even in video games. You see people doing like weird stuff in video games now too. Like they take female characters or male characters and do like make sexualized things with them and whatnot. Like we got grown men and women using Roblox as a gaming platform to be a predator, recruit kids. Like it's crazy. Like it's everywhere. It's something. It's a vice with everything now. Like nothing at all is like safe or like for a specific group. Like it's all been blended together. And I don't know, I feel like we got to a point to where it's partial, it's a double-edged sword, because it's on one end, is everything is so accessible now. Like it is. Like, because on one hand, I'm gonna say this. On one hand, it's like a lot of this stuff that's going on has always been a thing. Like it always been a thing. Like it just has evolved to make it more accessible and easy for people to do. Like, for instance, I was talking a few weeks ago. I was talking a few weeks ago with a friend, and I was saying how, like, you know, we were talking about, like, how we were talking about things for kids to do nowadays. And I was saying, like, yeah, it's stuff for kids to do nowadays. It's just that I don't have kids. She doesn't have kids. So it's just like, you know, we wouldn't really know, because, you know, we're not kids ourselves and we don't have them. So I'm not actively looking out and seeing, like, oh, this is something that the kids could do, this and that, because I don't have any. So, you know, it's just that's not my reality. That's not my life. So I just don't have kids. So I'm not really, like, out looking for things to, you know, put them in, or hours they can do, like a carnival or circus or some kind of festival or fair. You know, I'm not looking for that because I don't have any kids to put into that kind of stuff, you know? So I'm like, I feel like it still exists. I said, because I have, like, my friends, they have kids. They tell me all the time about taking their kids to, like, a jump fair, a trampoline fair, or whatever, like, just random things. I'm like, I didn't know that was even a thing we had. And it's like, yeah, bro, it's going to be over there. I'm taking the kids this weekend. I'm taking my daughter or my son this weekend or that. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, that's cool. I said, well, I hope y'all have a good time. So I'm glad they still got stuff for the kids to do. It's like, yeah, man, it's good stuff for kids to do. You just got to, it's up to the parent to really go find and look for it and put them in it. And, you know, it was the same way, like, when we was growing up. Like, they had stuff for us to do. But I do feel like it's been nerfed tremendously. Like, I feel like once you get to a certain age group, it's nerfed. Like, it's not like it was, like, when you get to the teenage years. It's not as much not much activity for them to do. Because at that point, they start doing, like, grown people. So they start watching, like, Baddies and all that kind of stuff, like, them kind of shows. I'm not saying that's everybody, but I've seen it. Like, I've seen both sides of it. I'm just saying that. I've seen both sides of it. So we were talking, and I was saying, like, I was like, yeah, I said, you know, it's stuff for them to do. We just don't have them. So it's just a thing where we don't, you know. And she was saying, like, you know, they was Legos, like, Legos not even for the kids anymore, it's for the adults. And I was like, no, I said, Legos are still very much so for kids. It's just adults can do them as well. Like, Legos, like, don't have, like, an age group on it. Because she was saying, like, you know, like, the boys was, like, into Yu-Gi-Oh! And stuff like that, Pokemon, all that. And I was like, they are very much so into that stuff still. Like, kids nowadays, boys and little boys and little girls are both very much interested still in Pokemon and stuff like that. They still, Yu-Gi-Oh, I'm not sure about them. I think Yu-Gi-Oh not really that big anymore. I think that's way more so for, like, my age group and older. Like, well, I'm a realist. I really think it's just more like my age, like the millennial age group. Like, that's more our thing. Pokemon spans generations. It doesn't matter. Pokemon is here forever. Like, little kids have Pokemon. I have a homegirl. She just had a birthday party for her daughter. Her daughter had a Pokemon themed birthday party. I saw it. It brought me so much joy, because I was like, I'm glad that kids still like things like this. Because, like, a lot of times I see kids, like, we want to do, like, grown stuff. Like, they want to have, like, adult things, because they just, you know, it's just what they're shown and what they're told to do. Like, you know, like, party buses, all that. I had one homegirl. She was saying, like, her daughter was saying she wanted a party bus. And I was like, that's crazy. I said, they do that now? She was like, apparently they do. She was like, apparently they do. She said, but my thing is that where would you even go as kids on a party bus? And I was like, that's a good question too. Like, we had a whole conversation. I was like, why would they even want to do, like, where would you go? Like, what's the point of having a party bus for kids? Like, where are we going to take them? Like, and I was like, I guess to Chuck E. Cheese. And she was like, they don't do Chuck. They say Chuck E. Cheese is for, it's for babies or whatever. I remember we was lit in Chuck E. Cheese till I was about like in high school. Like, they, like, you know, like Celebrate Station, all that kind of stuff. Man, we would Celebrate Station in high school, matter of fact. Like, we was doing that. We was still go doing that kind of stuff. But now kids nowadays think that's lame, apparently, from what the streets say. Again, I ain't got kids, so I don't know for sure. I just know what the streets say. So, like, we was talking about, like, the Legos and the Roblox and all that. I was like, she was like, well, it's Roblox, that's like Predator Central now, this and that. And I was like, yeah, it is. And I said, also, when you think about it, if you really do think about it, a lot of stuff that we see now, it's been going on, which is the sad part about it. It's been going on. It's just now it's just so more, it's much more accessible due to like the internet, these social media sites, gaming platforms and everything. Like it's so much easier to access these kind of things now and to even disguise yourself as like being a kid or whatever. Like people are weird. Like they got a lot of weirdos in the world nowadays. Like you got to watch them. Like you'll think that your kid's talking to people their age and it's a grown ass man that's asking them to do stuff that's inappropriate or this and that, thinking it's, you know, trying to take advantage of them. It's wild now. Like, it's wild that people stoop to the low. Because my thing, too, is that what are you seeing a child to make you do that? Like, I would never have empathy, sympathy, and I'm a very empathetic person and sympathetic, but I would never have an understanding, empathy, sympathy for anybody that's charged with anything predatory to a children. Like I just don't see what you get out of that. What in your mind makes you want to pursue that? Like what makes you think like, oh, that's a, and I'm not saying this, but what makes a grown man say like, oh, that's a hot 2-year-old right there? Like what makes you say that? Or a grown woman saying, oh, that's a cute little boy, I'd love to pick him up and take him and this and that. And you know, like what possessing your brain to think these thoughts and execute the actions? You know, like it's just get to a point where like everybody that thinks like that for real, I think they need to be locked up because that's a mental illness. That's crazy to me. Like I've never in my life seen any child and thought like, oh yeah, that's what, like I've never in my life thought that or had those kind of thoughts. That's like insane to me. I think that's just sick. I think that's sick, to be honest. But I was saying, like, you know, it's not really new. Again, it's not really new. It's just it's more accessible. And of course, we all know this. We all know. I'm just saying in general. But it's like, think about it. Back in the day, a lot of times, especially when I was coming up, it would be a thing like, you know, you go to the movies and everything like that. Like our thing down here in Baton Rouge would be Perkins Row. Like Perkins Row was like the hangout spot for when you got to like high school or whatever. Perkins Row was the spot. Low key middle school too. Like Perkins Row was the spot. Like you got dropped off, you'll go to, cause like when I was younger, you know, like when I was real younger, like around elementary and early middle school, we'll go to Cortana. We'll go to Cortana Mall, walk around the mall on the weekend and chill out. And then we'll go to what my age group called the New Mall, which is the Mall of Louisiana. We'll go there and, you know, they built Perkins Row and all that. So when Perkins Row got built, they had the movie theater and all the restaurants and all that and the little stores and all that. We started going there. That was a new thing. That was the hangout spot. And, you know, a lot of times, not saying like, you know, people like, not pulling about that, but a lot of times when kids got dropped off at said movie theater, in Perkins Row, whatever like that, in the shopping area, they would also meet up with their boyfriends or their girlfriends. And a lot of times these said boyfriends and girlfriends were older. Like they were like seniors in high school and freshmen in college, like around that, or even older. Like they would meet with like their college and whatever significant others. Like they would do that. Like it would just be a thing. Even like in high school, I remember in high school they would have girls getting picked up by their college boyfriend, like a dude to pull up in a whip and everything and come pick them up. And this motherfucker's in college or whatever like that. Like at the end of the day, yeah, you could say like, oh, well, I gave permission, this and that, but man, that's weird though, man. Like what you in college though want to go after like a freshman for? Or a high school in general? Like what you got? Cause I ain't gonna lie, I was never that person anyway, but as I've gotten older, I really don't see what people see in people that are like super younger than them. You know, like people that are really younger than them. I don't see what you see because like, what do y'all have to discuss about? Because the things that I'm on and think about as a 30-year-old male, I have nothing to really discuss with a 22-year-old or 21-year-old. I have nothing to really talk with you about. Like, I don't. Are there exceptions? Yes, there are exceptions to that. But I'm speaking for the majority since I don't have much to really talk about because where I'm at in life and where I'm thinking, you're not there yet. Not saying that it's the case all the time. It's just like majority of the time, you're not there yet. Like the stuff that you are into and doing, I don't really have interest in because different age group, different experience, different at this point, different generations. You know, like it's crazy. Like that's wild. That's like a whole decade almost. The whole decade, like that's 10 years. That's crazy. Like when I was 20, you were 10. And I think about this kind of stuff too. Like, dang, like if you measure somebody that's much younger than you, like think about when you were 20. I mean, they was like 10. Or even these older men and women that date like, that's like 50 and date like a 20-year-old. I'm like, bro, like you've been alive 30 more years than they, before they was even thought about or conceived. Like that's crazy to me to think about, you know? Like I remember Kanye had a song. This is post Lost Mind Kanye. He had his album on Vultures. He had a song and he was saying my soulmate wasn't born yet because his wife, Bianca Sensory or whatever, she is super younger than him. She wasn't even born when he was like 16 or whatever. I think he like a 16-year age difference, or maybe it's bigger. Can't remember. But yeah, he made that comment. I'm like, bro, you thought what? It's Kanye, so we know. But again, what made you think that was like, you like, man, this the line, bro. This gonna be the one. Like, it's insane. It's insane. And it's just, I feel like now, and I say all that to say, like, I feel like just now with the way the world is, like, things are too accessible to an extent. As far as, like, making money outlets and everything like that, like, people being able to just, you know, a lot of these YNs or whatever, they just go get their bread. They don't care. Like, they'll go, they want to be young entrepreneurs. They want to be these streamers and all that. Like, we got a lot of successful streamers, especially people of color that are successful. Like, we got a lot of black men and black women out there that's doing their thing. And like this content creation, this influencer world and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, try to like fuck a guy, get like Kasanat. Kasanat, well, probably if you say it, because people say it different ways. I always say it's not. But we have like him, we have our show Speed, all of AMP or AMP, like all of them. I know it's AMP, I always say AMP though. But all of them, like that whole group. Before that, when I was coming up, we had Too Hype. That was like Cash Nasty. What was the other guy's name? It was Cash Nasty. We had Chris Smooth. We had like all of them kind of like, we had like the Too Hype people. We had Chris Smooth. All that kind of stuff. We had all those people coming up and everything. It was like the 2K streamers and whatnot. And yeah, Mike, there's a lot of people like that are successful, especially like young black men and women that are just like doing the thing and that they getting their bag and they own it. They not giving it away. They not giving it up. I remember I see people talking about like this whole thing with Gilbert Arenas and everything like that about his YouTube channel. He said he owns it 50-50 with Underdog Fantasy. And people was questioning this, saying he signed a 360 deal for his YouTube, but I haven't looked into it like that to see like what exactly all it entails or everything. Like I haven't really read up on what he said, what he spoke about it or everything like that. I haven't really looked into it, so I can't really speak on it right now. I may revisit that on another. Oop, hit my mic. I may revisit that on another episode, but after I do some research and look some things up and really see the ins and outs of like his deal and like what all he got going on, but I haven't really looked it up. I just know what I've seen like in like hot take videos or shorts or whatnot like that. So, but yeah, we just in a very accessible culture, and it's good and it's bad with like everything else. And like everything has its pros and its cons. And the pros is like it's easier for you to network, put out business, market, do things of that nature. But it's also a bad side because you can fall into like the vices of it or the bad stuff that can happen with it. Like for instance, some people use it to be a predator. Some people use it to I don't want to say that because that's gonna sound bad. People use it to sell their body, like literally, they use it to sell their body, or yeah, you know, it's always something. It's always something you could do that's either good or bad. And I know we on that thing of like, well, be authentically you and be yourself and this and that. Or if it sells, it sells. And so, like, it's cool and all, but I feel like at some point we've lost the morals and values that we should have. Like, I feel like morals and values are something that people lack, along with like boundaries and everything like that. Like, I know everybody wants to say like boundaries is the buzzword and everything like that. And some people kind of don't even know how to, I guess you say, introduce the boundaries or not, or even like hold firm in them. And it's I'm one. It's me. I'm one of them. I'm not. It's the pot calling the kettle black right now. Like, I'm one. And it's something that people nowadays speak a lot on, but it's one of the things too that's like, you say it, but do you really know the context or the meaning behind these things, or how to uphold them, or how to establish them, and all this kind of stuff? You know, it's a lot of things, a lot of nuances and stuff to go with this kind of stuff. So, excuse me. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I say all that to say, like, with this gambling thing and all that, people saying like it's addictions and it's vices. They're like, yes, gambling is an addiction, and you could be addicted to anything. I'm sorry, I'm just saying what it is. You could be addicted to anything. But I also feel as though like people are making dumb decisions. People are making dumb decisions. Going, they just need to be able. I don't have to say be able. The people just need to make better choices in life in general. Like, you know, like when you get to a sense you know what's right and what's wrong, you need to do what's right. Like the next right thing, what's right for you at the end of the day. And not acting out of like greed or vengeance or spite, all this kind of stuff. People move in that realm, and it's like, I don't see how you can live a healthy life or feel a person like carrying around like malicious intent or struggling, or not even malicious intent, like purposely and intentionally enabling poor behavior. Like, I don't see how, like, I see how, but it's just, I feel like at some point you can't point the finger at everybody else. You got to look at yourself too and be like, okay, the common denominator and everything that's going on wrong, it's my life or it's experiences. It's me. I'm the common denominator. So what am I doing and what do I need to change and what do I need to do going forward to prevent myself from, you know, falling to these vices or falling short to this or that and the third. You know, like, it's a point you got to hold yourself accountable. You know, that's how we push it out on the podcast too. We talk about accountability a lot on here. So it's just one of those things that I feel like we don't want to accept the fact that we're also the problem. Like, at some point you got to look and say, like, you look, you the problem too. Like, it's not everybody else all the time. Sometimes you're the problem and you need to accept that. If you're not 100% the problem, you still play the part in said problem and creating said problem. So, you know, it's one of those things. But all in all, I just feel like people just need to, we need to get more compassion and everything in the world so we can, I don't know. I won't even say compassion and understand. I think we more so just need, we need less access to things. It's even with like the AI stuff and it, like, we just need, and it's too late now, it's too far gone, but I feel like less access is needed. Like, people need to go back to doing things like reading books, riding bikes, going outside, just doing stuff. But nowadays, we just always scrolling TikTok, scrolling IG, seeing whatever the president is talking about or whatever Congress got going on or something. It's always something. And then nowadays, you got the AI, so you don't know what's real or what's fake. You see people arguing about fake videos or fake news. It's just insane. So all in all, it's just a thing of you as a human being have choices you can make in life, and you know what's right, you know what's wrong, and your job in life is to make the right choice. But it's easier said than done when people that we have leading us behave like children and are constantly make the wrong choice. So yeah, it's tough. I'm not going to keep rambling about it, though. I'm going to end it on that note. I'm not even going to keep rambling about it. I'm going to end it on that note. And I just pray. That's all I'm gonna do. I was just pray for the world and everything, because I don't know at this point what to even do, because every day is something. It really is. Every day is something. So that's all I got for today. I hope you guys listen to this one all the way through and everything. Enjoy this podcast. Like I said, we just be talking. We'll be on Thursdays, and we just be talking sports. We'll be Monday and Tuesdays. During the NBA and NBA and NFL season, it'll be Monday and Tuesday. That's subject to change once NFL ends. So, y'all take it easy. I'll be back next week. Next week will be the first week of us doing the regular schedule, the schedule that I've laid out. That'll be our first week actually doing it. And I think going forward, it'll be better structures, better podcast, better episodes, better topics and everything like that. I can get more done when it be separating the two and actually planning it all out. So I'm looking forward to it. I've got a new breath of life with the podcast and everything, like with my content. So y'all take it easy. I'm about to go ahead to the gym. That's what I need to go do. But y'all take it easy, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.